now present a further episode in the radio series based on the world-famous BBC comedy success, Steptoe and Son. With Harry H. Corbett as Harold.
Oh, that's better. Yes, clean now. Dad, have your wedding with that dirty little face of yours all cleaned off. Cleaned off? What am I saying? Remove the dirt on that, it needs a blow lamp.
And Wilfred Bramble as Albert.
The way you talk, you'd think I'd nothing better to do than spend all me day getting myself tonsed up. There's brain work that has to be done. Yeah, brain work and organisation. Here, Harold, where's me cufflinks?
This week, Sunday for 7 days.
Oh, hurry up, Dad. We're going to be late for the pictures. Every Friday night it's the same. You've got all day to get ready, but now you always have to leave it to the last minute. Look, I'm warning you, if we miss the beginning of the big picture, I'm not going in. So hurry up.
Hello!
Now what?
Where's me shirt?
I'm not going, it's not worth it.
Harold, I can't find me shirt!
Look inside your pullover.
Pullover? Oh, yes, because there all the time. I've got it.
Oh, honestly, Dad, you never knows where you put anything. You got head like a sieve. You must concentrate. Dad?
Hello?
Where's my socks?
They're in the oven, drying.
Thanks. Oh, God. Oh, that's hot. Oh, there they are. Oh, tell me he's put them on top of the steak and kidney pudding. Oh, yes, yes. The sheer ecstasy. Oh, the magic of hot socks, yes.
How do I look?
We're joking, aren't we? We do not wear our yellow foulard scarf with our blue tie with the zigzags. Yeah, we're not going in the 1 and 6s, you know. We are going in the balcony.
Well, it's dark in there. Nobody's going to see.
Well, that is no reason for sloppy dress. You might just as well say there is no need to wash any lower than your neck or any higher than your wrists.
Oh, I haven't.
I didn't think you had. Yeah, oi, just a minute,
Don't touch me. What are you trying to do?
I'm just trying to confirm my suspicions. I'm merely lifting the leg of your trousers, and it's as I thought.
What do you mean?
You haven't taken your pyjamas off.
Well, it's cold. I'm older than you are. My blood's thinner than yours.
That is no excuse. Sleeping suits is for wearing under the blankets, not under your clothes. But if you're cold, then wear those long pants I bought you for Christmas.
I am wearing them under my pyjamas. And I'm still cold.
Oh, really, Father, you are disgusting.
What are you making all this fuss about? We're going to the pictures, not a garden party at Buckingham Palace.
Look, you're coming out with me, mate. That should be enough. I gives up every Friday evening to take you out. The least you could do is try and be a credit to me. Look, if you don't back your ideas up, you can go on your own in future.
It's a good start to an evening, isn't it?
That's enough. Now, what do you want to go and see?
Well, don't ask me. We always go where you want to go anyway. I just as soon stay at home and watch the telly.
You're not stopping at home. You're coming out with me. Look, I've always taken you out on Friday night, and I'm going to keep on taking you out, whether you likes it or not. It's the least I can do. Now, pass me the local paper. Now, let's see. What's on at the Rembrandt? The Monster from the Black Bog.
Seen it.
You've seen it? When?
Yesterday afternoon. The old people's matinee. Oh, you should have heard that screaming. Good film, though. You should have seen it. I don't know how they do it. There's this great thing 200 foot high, comes out of the bog dripping with slime. Radioactive he was. He tramples through London, knocking all the buildings down, and he picks up this bird and bites her head off. Just like eating a jelly baby it was. Talking about laugh.
Why was he radioactive?
Oh, well, they'd been dumping all this atomic waste from the power station into the bog, and it brought them back to life, you see.
Really? How'd it finish then?
I don't know. Some silly old cow next to me complained to the manager and I got thrown out.
You got thrown out? Can't you behave yourself for 1 minute?
I didn't do anything. I dropped me glasses, that's all. Skinny legs she had, anyway. I'd sooner have had to go at the monster.
Oh, well, that's the Rembrandt crossed off our list, isn't it? We can't go back there again. The Majestic, Jason and the Argonauts.
Seen it.
When did you see that?
I saw it Monday afternoon.
But you're supposed to be working when I'm on the round.
Well, I get fed up stuck here on my own.
Look, I only text you out on Fridays because you moan about not going anywhere. Well, that's it, isn't it? I mean, there's nothing else round here. That means we got to go up to Hammersmith now, don't it? Hammersmith. The Argosy. Nudes of the world and naked as nature intended.
Oh, I ain't seen them.
You're not going to, either.
Why?
Well, blimey, if you get slung out of the monster from the black bog, God knows what'll happen when you get in there, mate.
Oh, go on, Harold. Let's go and see it.
No. I don't want to go see films like that. You see, the cinema, to me, is an art form. It's not a tawdry peep show. I mean, you don't imagine I could be seen queuing up outside of there, do you? I mean, quite apart from the embarrassment of sneaking out afterwards and hoping nobody recognises you.
You didn't mind sneaking out to buy a copy of Fanny Hill before they banned it, did you?
That is entirely different. We are not going to see naked as nature intended, and that is that. Oh, just look what is on at the Playhouse. Fellini's 8.5.
8.5 what?
8.5 nothing. That's the title.
That's a daft title, ain't it? Why 8.5?
I don't know.
Why not 7.75?
How should I know?
Perhaps it's his hat size.
Of course it's not his hat size. Oh, well, that's the one as far as I'm concerned. It's had some very good notices.
You don't have to go by what other people say, do you?
Look, I read the quality papers, mate. And you would be surprised how often the taste of their critics and mine coincides. Apart from which, I have yet to be disappointed in Fellini's work.
Fellini?
Fellini is a very famous Italian film director.
No, I'm sorry. I ain't going to see no foreign films. I can't understand them.
They've got subtitles.
I go to the pictures to see a film, not to read. I can stay at home and read.
8:35 it starts. Oh, that's just right. Come on then.
I want to see naked as nature intended.
You're going to see 8.5, so shut up. You ready?
Yeah, I've been ready for the last 10 minutes.
You got everything?
Yeah.
Got your gloves?
Yeah.
Got your cigarette?
Yeah.
Got your glasses?
No. I don't want me glasses. We're not going to see any nudes. I'll probably go to sleep.
Go and get your glasses. The long distance reading ones. Good knows you've got enough to choose from there.
Is it on the widescreen?
Yeah.
Now, these will do, then. Yeah, like a pair of pince-nez. Distinguished. President Wilson wore them.
Sounded crippled.
No, don't wear those, Dave. They're bad for your chest. They squeeze your nose right up. Well, what about these ornament ones, then?
Oh, yes. Yes, they're very good, yes. Oh, they make you look quite briny. Come on, then. Just a minute. Do you want to go anywhere before we leave?
No.
I don't want you getting up halfway through the film and disturbing everybody.
No, I'm all right.
Well, come on then. Otherwise, we'll miss the coming shortlist. Come on, come on. Get up.
That bus is getting worse. Took us all half an hour to get here. I'm perishing.
You're always moaning.
It's a good job I've got my pyjamas on.
Shh, stop it.
Hey, why do they have two picture houses next door to each other? Are they both owned by the same bloke?
I should hardly think so. No, I should say that is just a purely fortuitous coincidence. I can't see that a discriminating cinema which shows Fellini's 8½ could possibly have any connection with one which specialises in erotic material like Nudes of the World.
And look, you can tell the different quality of the houses just by looking out for cues. See, there's nice intellectual types waiting to see Fellini. Students and guards officers, I shouldn't wonder. And look at your lot. Delinquents and dirty old men.
Well, but let's get inside. Indeed, I will. I can't feel my feet.
Where are you going? You don't really think I'd allow you to titillate your grabby little mum with that sort of trash? How many more times will I not going to see that?
The queue's shorter than that one.
I don't care.
All right. You're going to that one, I'll go into this one.
No. Look, you'll enjoy this one far more than that rubbish. Give it a chance.
Cool. Look at these faulties. Hey, Harold, come here. Look at them birds.
How revolting.
Whoa, look at that one there. Well, she's a big girl, isn't she? Come away. People is looking.
2 seats, 86.
We'll have them. Harold, there's 2 seats. Come on, let's go in the wall.
You come away from there. Now, look, you stop showing me up. We're going to see Fellini's 8½.
I'd sooner see that bird with her 38½.
Father! If only you knew how degenerate you look ogling all these young birds.
Why don't you grow gracefully? Oh, it's beginning to be pathetic. Have a bit of dignity, for God's sakes. Now, pull yourself together. Come along with me.
Last program about
to commence. Oh, yes, right. This is more our class.
Photos up your end don't look much, do they? Load of old rubbish. Look at that one. No wonder the cinemas is closing down, putting on rubbish like that. You don't remember Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, do you? Oh, I'm putting on me top hat, trying on me white tie, straightening on me tail.
Do be quiet.
There you are, Peaches.
Everyone's gay.
They had a bit of go in them. None of this moaning and groaning. What's it all about? What are we here for? Wide screens full of face aches.
Dad, you are living in the past.
These Stooges. Oh, you could get a laugh out of them, you could.
Keep moving, please.
I believe we are going to get in.
Yeah, Lost Horizon. Do you remember Lost? That was a good film. Lost Horizon. Ronald Coleman, H.B. Warner, and John Howard. And they found this country in Tibet. Nobody ever grew old. Anyway, he fell in love with this bird. 18 years old she was. Can't remember her name. Shangri-La, that was the name of the place. I saw it in the plaza, Shepherd's Bush. He took her out of the country, into this cave, and she turned into 120. And he went crackers and threw himself off a mountain. What about that?
Marvelous.
How many? What price?
2 front balconies, please.
Here, Mrs. Who played the bird in Lost Horizon?
Jane Wyatt.
That's right. Do you remember Lost Horizon?
Oh, yes. Lovely film.
Did you see The Good Earth of Paul Mooney?
And Louise Reiner.
Yeah, that's right. And what about the Dr. Kildare fellas with Lou Ayres and Lionel Barrymore?
Oh.
Remember when he was caught in that nurse for about 5 films and he was just going to marry her when she got knocked down by a bus?
Oh, that's right. And she was only going across the road to look at some bedroom furniture in a shop.
Yeah, that's right.
Sad. Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was sad, but it was lovely. Oh, yeah. Don't get
Dad,
pictures like that.
There is people waiting to get in.
Oh, all right, don't fuss.
It's been very nice talking to you, Mrs.
Oh.
You don't have pictures like that nowadays.
Pass right along inside, please.
Frederick March and Janet Gaynor in A Star Was Born. They walked into the sea in that one. Lovely endings they had. Pictures to go to.
This way, please.
Go, thank you.
Now, look, I don't want one more word out of you. You be quiet and behave yourself. You understand?
Will you please come this way?
I can't see. Harold, I can't see.
Follow the torch. Hold on to my coat.
There are two in this room.
Thank you, miss. Do come along, Dad. Do excuse me, please, would you? Thank you. Oh, sorry. Thank you. Would you, Oh, thank you so much. You're so good. Excuse me. Thank you. Oh, that's it, Dad. Now then, you just sit quietly on your seat and stay quiet. Now, what's the matter with you?
I sat on a seat that wasn't there.
That's because they're tip-ups. Are you all right? Get up, for God's sake. Come, get up.
Oh, we are very sorry.
These seats are a bit rickety, aren't they? I ain't screwed down properly. Right, bug house this is.
Shut up.
Well, Tom.
I can't see. Harold, I can't see. That man's head's in my way.
Well, change seats then. Get up. Come on, get round. Oh, sit. Move your foot out of it. Sit down.
I still can't see.
But I can see.
Well, you're bigger than me.
Oh, come on, then. Look, there's a couple of empty seats in the row at the front. We'll take those. Come on. Now, don't go over the top, you twig. Go round.
Sorry, I'll do excuse me. Would you mind? My father, he's a bit limp. Thank you. Help him out. Thank you. Excuse me.
Round there. Come on, get in. Sit.
That's better.
Right. Now be quiet and let me concentrate on the film.
Excuse me, Mrs. Have we missed anything?
No, it's just started.
We haven't missed anything. It's just started.
Shh.
I can't read the words.
Put your glasses on.
What you making that horrible noise for?
I want to clean me specs. Lend us your handkerchief.
All right, here.
Harold, can I have a drink? Harold, I want a drink.
Look, we've only just sat down. Why did you go and get one before we come in?
I didn't want one before we come in.
I'd sooner bring half a dozen kids to the cinema than you.
Will you be quiet? Some of us have come here to see a film.
Can I have a drink?
Yes, all right. Do what you like. Just stop talking.
Excuse me. Ooh. Mind your feet. Look out. Look out. I'm coming through. Hey, hey. Get your knees out of the way.
People, be quiet. Silence there.
Thank you.
What I'll do for him one day, really, I will. So help me up.
Oh, you don't mind?
Oh, I say, I am terribly sorry. I didn't realise that was your knee. Oh, please do accept my apology. I was stretching.
Well,
don't
watch it.
Excuse me. Mind your feet. Come on.
Not again.
Get out of the way. Come on. Hey, well, how was I to know I was treading on your fondants? Excuse me, missus. Can you breathe in a bit? That's better.
Do you have to be so noisy with everything you do?
Orange Aiden Raspberry Ripple. There's your shuffle. Hey, Bob, that lot. 1 and 6 to drinks, half a crown the ice cream. Daylight robbery.
Will you please be quiet? Otherwise, I shall send for the manager.
No conkers. Dear, I don't think I got the right change. Hey, Bob. 8 and 6, 9, Bob, 9 and 6. Here, she's twisted me out of a tanner. She's fiddled me. I'd settle her. Sit down. But she's done me for a tanner.
I'll do you for nothing if you don't turn in a warm way.
I can't bang a hole in me drink.
Give it to me.
There you are. Go and choke yourself on it. Have you finished?
Yes, thanks. I'm going to start at me ripple now.
Oh.
What's the film like?
What I've seen of it is very good.
Bloke pulled in a mango while he was out this afternoon. How much did you give for that brass fender and the set of dogs? Harold. What? How much did you give for that brass fender and the set of dogs?
What set of dogs?
The brass ones.
I don't know.
Well, how much are you going to ask for them? Only there was a bloke coming today and he was after them and I didn't know how much they were, so I told him I'd ask you.
Look, Granddad.
Hey, who are you? What do you want?
I've come here to see the film. And all I've heard so far is, I can't see. I want a drink. She's done me for a tanner. I can't open me drink. And I now brass fenders and sets of dogs. Now, I'm a patient man, but I must warn you that if you don't stop talking, I shall take that ice cream and stuff it right down the back of your dirty little neck.
Oi.
Yes.
Don't talk to him like that. That is my father.
Then I'm very sorry for you.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
Well, let me inform you, Mush, that if there's any stuffing that's going to be done round here, you're going to be the first in line.
Oh, you think so, do you?
Oh, no, sir.
Come on, Harold. Belt him.
Do keep quiet, old man.
I'm merely telling these two to be quiet.
Well, keep your voice down, that's all I'm saying.
But you haven't been sitting behind them.
No, but I'm behind you, and I'm asking you to shut up.
I don't think I like the tone of your voice.
I don't care very much what you don't care for. I'm missing a film which I've waited a very long time to see.
I'm not exactly here to get out of the rain, either.
Oi! Sit down and be quiet. There's some of us want to watch a film.
Now, what's going on down here?
Oh, God, blimey, you've done it now. It's the manager.
Please, ladies and gentlemen, I must ask you to settle down. You can be heard all over the cinema.
It's Granddad here. He won't stop talking.
He said he was going to stuff an ice cream down the back of my neck. That's nice. A man of my age, Janet.
The younger one threatened to hit me.
Yes, he also tried to touch my girlfriend just now.
Yeah. Yes. Did you, Els? Ugh, you dirty beast.
No, I did not. Now, the rose is too close together. You can see. I had to splay me legs out. See, let me hand with.
In the book. You touch my girlfriend's knee. If you don't throw him out, I'll have the police round. This used to be a respectable cinema.
It still is, sir. Come along, I must ask you to leave.
Yeah, definitely. Who, me?
Yes, you. You can get your money back at the cash desk. Come along before I send for the police.
Look, I come here to see a film. I haven't done nothing.
Oh, are you going to leave?
Oh, all right, I'll leave.
Come on, Father. Right this way, if you don't mind.
Hey, what? Now, wait a minute. You just keep your hands off me. Don't you start that, mate. I said I'm leaving. Don't you grab me. I mean, just because you've got a dress suit, it doesn't entitle you to violence.
Please keep your voice.
I wouldn't stay in this play pit after this. I can see it's a mistake to come here and see an intelligent film down this way with a moronic Cleonto you have got here.
Will you keep your voice?
I'll go out the West End in future.
Isn't it? Getting chucked out of a cinema. You ought to be ashamed of yourself molesting a young girl like that.
You rotten little...
You put me down. You talk at me.
So help me, I'll swing for you one day. You got me thrown out of here. You didn't want to see the film, did you? You did it deliberately. You knew I wanted to see it. Well, I'm finished. Friday nights is finished. Go on. Get out of my sight. Go on. Up it. I can't stand to look at you. You're warped. That's what you are. You're subhuman. Go on. Go on. Go in and see your nature in the raw and your nudes. That's what you wanted to go to, isn't it? But that is where you belong. Go on. Get in there. Go on.
drill with the rest of them.
Andy, it's only next door, isn't it? You come in with me, Harold.
I beg your pardon?
It's early yet. The program's only been on 5 minutes.
Go in there. Me? Please, don't make the evening more sordid than it already is.
Well, what are you going to do? It's early.
Don't you worry about me. I'll find something to do. There's plenty of things I can do.
All right. I'll see you back at the house then.
You might do, and you might not. I haven't made up my mind yet.
Good night, Al. I'm going in.
Good night. Stupid old twit. I mean, I wonder the police let them show photos like these. They can't really show anything as raw as that actually on the films. Can they? Ooh. Oh, of course, I suppose it's an education in a way, really. Yeah, she's a big girl, isn't she? Yes, I suppose one ought to know from experience just what temptation the public is exposed to. Oh, yes, it is a duty, really. I mean, to the pure, all things is pure. Oh, well, I shall have to sacrifice my personal feelings and see what it's all about. Excuse me, miss. What seat did that old man go in just now?
4 and 6s. Upstairs.
I'll give us a 1 and 9 downstairs here, Tom. Thank you very much. Ooh, look over there. Ooh, look at him. Here. Ooh, look at that one riding a bike. Ooh, look, that's very clever, that, with a napkin. You can see the point of that, yes. It's interesting, isn't it? Oh, look at him playing volleyball. Here. Ooh, hang on, love. It's not bad, is it? I wonder if you can get binoculars on eye like the rest of them.
You've been listening to Wilfred Bramble and Harry H. Corbett as Steptoe and Son, with Peter Hawkins, Nigel Clayton, Marianne Stone and Beth Boyd. Written by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson, adapted for radio by Gail Pedrick, and produced by Bobby Jay.